Welcome to
I Need a Drink,
the podcast where we talk about the realities of owning your own business.
Oh, good job, Kim. Thanks.
Okay. I listen sometimes.
I need a drink. I'm Iza.
And I'm Kim.
So Mother's Day just passed.
The day of me.
The day of you. Happy Mother's Day, Kim.
Thanks, Iza.
Does it count because I have fur babies?
I was just about to say happy puppy Mother's Day.
Yay.
Oh, you know what that just reminded me of? Have you seen that commercial, that puppy monkey baby?
No.
Oh my God, I have to show you this after. Just cut that out, but freaking scary.
I'm not going to cut it out.
Okay.
It's scary?
Yes. It's a creature that has like, from the waist down is a baby, has like a diaper and baby legs.
Okay.
Its body is a monkey with a long tail and has a pug head and goes, puppy monkey baby. No? You never see it?
It's a commercial?
It's a commercial for Mountain Dew.
What?
It's the freakiest thing in the world.
Wow. Yeah. Why? Who was high while doing that?
Like, I don't know. They were obviously on drugs. But even if you own one of those, you're a mommy and should celebrate Mother's Day.
Alrighty then. And today we're going to talk about... Actually, you have a subject, Kim.
Yeah,
tell me. I cut you off before because I was like, oh, let's just record it while we're talking.
So you have no idea what the subject is.
I have no idea what we're going to talk about today.
So I was browsing through Facebook the other day. And I noticed,
what else is new?
Right. and I noticed a girl on my Facebook who actually was an old roommate of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My first roommate, to be exact. She started doing these things. I know she posts every now and then. I don't know if she got the idea from Pinterest or she thought of it all of her own, but it's this really pretty kind of artwork that she does on like a wooden board where I think she like takes pins and embroidery floss or something and like makes nice drawings and designs and she's made them for herself.
Is it like you have a... Okay, so you have like a wood thing and then what, you put nails in it and you draw with it kind of?
I think so, yeah.
With yarn or whatever?
Exactly. I haven't really looked into it more than looking at what she does, but she's really good at it.
Okay.
So I saw her posting stuff that she made for her son's friends' birthday parties or something, and somebody had written, hey, you should start a business with this, like you seem really good at it. And she was like, I thought of it, but what if I do and no one buys my stuff and then I look stupid? And I was like, what if everyone thought like that? Like, we'd have no companies in this world ever.
Wow.
So I thought maybe the fear of failing would be a really good topic for us to talk about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true, eh? Like, so what? You start, if you really love doing it and then you start it, people will eventually buy from you. I mean, like, if you believe in your work enough, people will buy, right? Isn't that the philosophy?
I'd like to think so. but even if they don't, even if your first business fails, like, you gotta try. You won't know unless it tries. Like, what happens if she does try this and it turns into a multi-million dollar company years down the road? And to think that she wouldn't have started because she was scared that it wouldn't work out. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, then you weren't in any worse position than you were ahead of time because you're doing these anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of got me, because I kind of get where she's coming from also. And I think this is why it took me so long to kind of start something of my own a little bit with, you know, starting my blog. And now I'm working, we're working together on a book.
Shh, don't tell people that.
Why? I'm so excited about that.
Damn, cat's out of the bag. Now we got to do it.
I was yesterday working on two more recipes. I was perfecting two recipes last night. I was even telling my therapist, I was like, I think I found my calling in life. Like, I am loving this.
That's amazing.
And I wanted my blog to direct me into, like, I didn't think my blog was my like end all be all. Obviously, I don't think a blog is an end all be all for most people.
Oh, well, I don't know about
some
that.
Some people, but for me, I don't think it is. I don't think I write like that enough. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of hoping it was going to push me into a direction of where I want to go. And I think it has done that. I realized that on my blog, what I like writing about the most is
your recipes.
Food, my recipes. I love making up recipes. I like taking pictures of recipes, even though I'm not that great at it yet. But
wait, that's my job, okay?
Don't steal that from me. I still suck really bad at it, so you can take that
job. The only reason why I suggested that we write a cookbook is because I want to take the pictures for it.
The photos are all yours. I drive myself nuts with the photos. But it took me a lot. Like, how long did... Like, even the cookbook, how long have you been like, Kim, let's do a cookbook together. But there's this big fear of what if it doesn't work out?
Mm-hmm.
And even now that I've started doing it, here's a little secret. Nobody really knows I'm doing this.
Like,
you know I have a blog. My mom knows I have a blog.
Nobody else does.
No, my closest friends don't know. I think I mentioned it to my cousin kind of in passing, like, oh, I have a blog. Okay, so what do we, like, really just nobody knows about this because I'm scared. What if
they're
going to
judge? Yeah.
You know, what if it doesn't work out? What if I give up in a couple of months? Like, what? So I kind of get where she's coming from. But then at the same time, I was like, that's not a good way to think, because mm-hmm. if, like, you know, if everyone thought like that, we wouldn't have successful businesses.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Since we're like spilling the beans here, I don't really push this blog either and this podcast yet, simply because it's like, to me, to have somebody say like, come here and check out my blog, and then there's one blog post on it.
Right.
It's like, oh, she just started. Like, oh, I read it. Cool. There's 2 minutes of my life. And then you kind of forget about it because right. you know it's empty. So it's like, I'm waiting for these episodes to like
right.
be one after the other. So people will show up and be like, oh shit, she's been doing this for what? Like a year?
Right.
I didn't even know.
So when people see it, it's not like, bam, and then that's it. You want like bam, boom, bah.
Yeah.
Like, and people are like, oh my God, that's amazing. You're so cool.
Look how professional she is. Exactly. Oh my God, she must be already successful.
Exactly. Like, one of the reasons I hadn't pushed my blog was that I have like a lot of empty advertising spaces, and like,
it's empty.
Who cares?
Yeah. I think I'm on it, right? Yeah, like, exactly. I'm the only one.
That's like the only advertising I have is your photography company. But like, who cares? Obviously, right. I just started. I'm not going to have all these advertisers. Right. But I'm like, well, I want people to be like, oh, everyone wants to invest in her. But yeah, so
it's true though. So she doesn't even want to start.
Yeah, so I don't know if she's changed her mind. Like, I mean, we don't really talk, so mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I said, it was just something I saw in passing on Facebook. I don't know if she did decide to go through with it, but I hope she does. I mean, yeah. She seems really good at it. She seems to enjoy doing it.
It seems like to me that a lot of people, the people that will fail are probably the ones that are being pressured by other people to do it.
Right.
Because you don't really believe in the product that you're selling, but you think that you should be doing it since you kind of enjoy doing it and other people are telling you, do it, do it,
right.
do it. Then
right.
it probably won't go anywhere. So probably you will fail. If you really believe in it and then you think that this will be good for the world and you should be doing this
right.
and you have like a why, quote unquote, that really is important to you, then you won't care what other people think because it's so important to you that you'll right. just do it forever. Like,
and you need to be able to sell it. If you don't
yeah.
believe in it, you can't sell it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah. It's yeah. like the craft stuff that you did. What happened
right.
with that?
Nobody wanted to buy it. But I don't think I pushed it enough. And again, kind of like the reason why you're not pushing this blog was I didn't have enough merchandise to push. Like, I didn't want to like direct people to my Etsy page with my 4 items on it. You know
right.
what I mean?
It's a vicious circle then.
Right. So
you don't want to do anything because people are not buying, and then people are not buying because you're not, like, you don't have enough and they
exactly.
forget about you.
Exactly. And also I haven't really figured out how to do it properly yet. When I calculated how much like it would cost to ship out one of my frames, it was like more than the price of the frame.
Oh yeah.
So there has to be another way around that, and I just have to figure it out. So what I kind of did was, instead of crafting stuff and then trying to sell it, was like craft stuff and then blog about it, which is just as satisfying.
Yeah. And you don't have to sell it, and maybe you'll inspire other people to do it with you.
Oh.
How about we go online? Fear of failing. Oh, look at that. 10 signs you might have fear of failure.
Ooh, I like this. Let's go through this.
And 2 ways to overcome it. Oh, thank you.
10 ways you might have it, and only 2 ways to overcome it? Hopefully that means it's really easy to overcome if there's only 2 ways to
And look, to do it's that. Only literally like sentences, so that's
oh,
perfect.
That's our type of article.
Okay, check this out. 10 signs you might have a fear of failure. Number 1, failing makes you worried about what other people think of you.
I think, uh-huh. yeah, definitely number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number 2, failing makes you worry about your ability to pursue the future you desire. Do you worry?
We're both like, what?
Okay. Failing makes you worry about your ability to pursue the future you desire. Oh, no, I know what this means. It means that, so let's say you craft and you think that this is your future, potentially could be your future, and then it fails. It means that it kind of like tells you, well, maybe you don't know how to make a good future. You know what I mean?
Right,
like your
like
ability to craft
able,
your future.
Not
so
able to get what I want in life.
Yeah, well, more like the decisions I'm making are wrong.
Right.
So I must suck at trying to determine what my future will be.
Right.
So just don't do it.
So just don't do it.
Yeah. And which is not true, because you have to try.
Because that
just
doesn't
gotta
solve
try.
Anything.
No. Number 3, failing makes you worry that people will lose interest in you.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I get, because it's one of those things like, okay, so if it doesn't work and you move on to something else, people aren't going to be as like, oh, what is she doing? Because
no, they'll be like, oh, well, she failed last time.
Right.
So this is probably just
again.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I felt about the blog and stuff, because I've had a company before and it didn't work. So it's kind of like to be out there again and be like, look at me again. Like, you kind of feel like people are going to be like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. She's yeah. passing on to the next thing.
Right.
That's true though. That's very true.
Yeah.
But you know what? I never actually felt that way, because I started so many things. I've never sat down and was like, oh, if I start this, people, oh, actually, maybe people might get annoyed. I don't think this is the same thing. What? I don't know. Based on all the things that I've started, I never actually thought to myself, oh, people are going to get annoyed and they're going to think like, oh, this again. But that's not true. I kind of did think that.
But what have you started before what you're doing now that was put out there that didn't work?
Put out there properly?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Exactly.
But there is things that I didn't push because I didn't really believe in that failed.
Right.
But simply because I probably didn't believe in it. So.
Right. See, I think this is talking about things that, meaning you've already pushed something, it didn't work. So now you're scared to push something again. Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what they're talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. Number four, failing makes you worry about how smart and capable you are. Oh, God. Maison.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, if something isn't working or working as fast as you'd like it to, working out right away, you're going to start questioning
how smart you are,
your ability to.
Yeah. And hopefully what people understand in the long run is that it's not about how smart you are. It's just fucking complicated.
Right.
Like having a business is complicated.
Yeah. It's so complicated. You don't realize it until you're doing it.
Yeah. You can't know everything. It's impossible. I have to figure out this.
I have to. Yeah.
Okay. Number five, failing makes you worry about disappointing people whose opinions you value. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. But that also goes with, you know, doing something because you think that's what people want rather than this is what you want.
I was going to say, because the most valuable opinion should be your own. I mean, obviously there's, you know, your intermediate family and whatever, but.
But even though, like, my mom doesn't really understand photography, you know, like, and I value her opinion. Obviously, she's my mother. But she still thinks I take passport photos. She does. She asked me for one. So it's like you're valuing people, other people's opinions, but who are these people? Do they understand what you're even doing?
Right. And if you value their opinion to that point, then they should be close enough to you that no matter what you're doing, you're not going to disappoint them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I didn't understand what you said, but I was looking at something else, but I'm like acknowledging.
Unconditional love is all I'm saying.
Okay, cool. Thanks. That's true. Yes, I agree. Right. Okay. Sorry about that. I was making sure that we were still recording.
I wasn't listening, so I'm just going to nod and smile.
I do that a lot. Okay, number six. You tend to tell... I spit it everywhere. Number six. You tend to tell people beforehand that you don't expect to succeed in order to lower their expectations. Well, that's not cool. You can't do that.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Sure.
This time I wasn't listening. I was thinking spit-it-it.
You tend to tell people beforehand that you don't expect to succeed in order to lower their expectations.
Right. You're kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of doing this, but you know, whatever.
That doesn't. Yeah. That tells people that you don't actually believe in what you're doing.
You're not serious, right?
That's not cool. Don't do that.
That's not cool.
Seven. Once you fail at something, you have trouble imagining what you could have done differently to succeed. That's not your case at all. You knew exactly what you could have done different to succeed.
Yeah, because I pondered a lot about it.
But you should.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to fail and be like, damn, if I would have done that yesterday.
Right.
No.
That's because I live by a motto. We need like soft music here now. That's because I live by a motto of there should be no regrets in life, only lessons learned.
Totally.
And if something fails, something doesn't work out, then the only thing you can do from that instead of feeling sorry for yourself is learn a lesson.
That's so true.
The more you know.
Number eight, you often get last minute headaches, stomach aches, and other physical symptoms that prevent you from completing your preparation.
Like the shits?
Oh, no, I mean,
the nervous shits?
I think it's more like it's fake. Like, oh, but my stomach hurts. Is it though?
I think if you're nervous enough, like you're actually genuinely nervous, you physically.
Yeah, but to prevent you from completing, I think it's, yes, absolutely, I do. But
you're
to
right.
stop something that's very important as a business, like.
Sometimes when I'm trying to sit down to work, but like, I don't know, I feel I'm feeling overwhelmed. I feel like I have a lot of work to do. I feel like I don't know where I'm trying to like get a certain post and like which direction I want to go. I suddenly have like a lot of laundry to do.
Yeah.
And I suddenly, you know, have to feed the baby even though I just fed him 5 minutes ago. And yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think that's what they mean more. You have to push through. Forget about your little last minute headache. Like everybody gets headaches. You do too. Just go.
Drink a glass of water. You could do it. Move on.
Drink a glass of water and move on. Yeah. Number nine, you often get distracted by tasks that prevent you from completing your preparation, which in hindsight were not as urgent as what they seemed to be at the time.
I'm just way ahead of this article. exactly.
Okay. And number 10, you tend to procrastinate and run out of time, quote unquote, to prepare your
failure.
Yeah. Your preparation adequately. Adequately?
Spitted it.
Adequately.
Adequately.
Okay, thank you. Me. Okay, so you tend to procrastinate and run out of time to complete your preparation properly.
That's so funny.
I changed the word.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah, I kind of feel like the last three all kind of go
together.
Yeah,
it's true.
But this could have been seven signs that you...
But so there you go. Seven signs that you might have fear of failure. Oh, yeah. What to do when you have a fear of failure?
Mm-hmm.
Own the fear. That's what it says. It's not in caps, though. It is important to accept that failure makes you feel both fear and shame, and to find trusted others with whom you could discuss these feelings. Bringing these feelings to the surface could help prevent you from expressing them through unconscious efforts to sabotage yourself.
I think we do that with each other. We tend to kind of be like...
Like me and you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do agree.
Who else would I be talking about with only the two of us in this room?
I don't know. I thought you meant like in general, you know, like
the whole world. Yeah. We all hold hands and tell each other about our problems.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Okay. And getting reassurance and empathy from trusted others can bolster your feelings of self-worth while minimizing the threat of disappointing them. So basically, like working through these feelings with other people can make them empathize also with... You know, what you're going through. Right. So you won't really disappoint them. When you succeed, they'll be like, yeah, I know how hard you worked.
You did it.
So cool. So talk to people. That's what it is, basically. Number two, focus on aspects in your control rather than not in control. Identify aspects of the task and preparation that are in your control and focus on those. Brainstorm ways to reframe aspects of the task that seems out of your control so that you can regain control of them.
What?
Wow. Psychologically.
I don't understand it.
This is from, by the way, Psychologically. I'm tired. I can't even blame the fact that I didn't get coffee because I already drank three. Psychologically. I did it again. Say it one time.
Psychologically?
No.
Psychology?
Psychology. Thank you. Wow. Psychology Today. You are bad at writing and I'm bad at speaking. For example, thank you. If you failed to find work because you just don't know the right people, quote unquote, set the goal of expanding your network by going through your address book, Facebook, social media contacts, and reaching out to everyone you know who might help. Even if they are not in your field, they might know someone who is. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So work harder? Anyway, good article still.
Yes.
So I think we're good here. So any last words, Kim? What do you think? I know we spoke about it a bit, but do you agree with this article?
I do. And I do understand the fear of failing. And I'm probably preaching more than I'm practicing right now. But you have to try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta try.
You have to try, yes, but you can't just throw yourself in it, right? Like, meaning that if you have somebody, like a family member or whatever, that sees something that you're doing and they're like, you should own a business. Don't just be like, yeah, I should own a business and then open an Etsy page, right?
Right.
Like, sit down, make a plan
of
it.
Do it properly.
Yeah. Like, if you're actually serious about this, then take it seriously. Yeah. Don't just be like, oh, well, if my mother says that I might sell these, she's probably right.
Don't go by a storefront tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Throw yourself in it.
But try.
Try it out. Do it properly. Yeah. Make a business plan.
I was going to say, maybe map it out like on paper. Mm-hmm. Like, take good old paper and pencil and map it out. Make a business plan and see if it's something you feel like you can do.
Because writing it on paper, actually physically seeing it in front of you, you'll be able to foresee problems also.
Right.
Like, obviously, you're going to miss a few and it's completely normal since you have no idea what you're doing. But the easy ones that could be fixed easily. Wow. My English is fantastic today. You could see them on paper and then you'll be able to map out everything and just like cut out a lot of steps,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly. And kind of give you an idea if you're able to handle all that.
Good stuff. So if you like what you heard, you could find us on Facebook at facebook.com/creativeRDV, so Creative Rendezvous, or you can listen to this podcast on iTunes.
Because we're on iTunes.
Yeah, so get your iPhones out and go find us right now. Right now.
A little known fact, because I only discovered this once I started podcasting.
Oh.
You have to actually get the podcast app.
No, it's already on your phone. Everybody has it on the phone.
I had to download it.
That's not normal. Because since it's an iTunes app, it should be like already on your iPhone, unless you deleted it. Yes.
I think my mom deleted it.
Okay. Yeah. So you could find us right now. Go get. It's called, you know, I Need a Drink.
Yeah, because we all need a drink.
Yeah. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Isa.
That was good.
You seriously have to look up that video, though, that commercial. It's really scary.
The way that you described it, I believe you.
And he like walks up to someone and licks his face. It's like, it's the scariest, it's the weirdest thing.
Is this like on physical TV or is it like in Japan or something?
It's on TV. What? Yeah, even like Kiana once was like, what is that? My dad came over there. He's like, did you see the commercial? That the monkey puppy baby thing? It's really scary.
I'm glad I don't have cable.
All it is like these three guys that look like they just smoked a joint and they're like, I think I'm going to stay in tonight.
Well, that's why.
And then the door opens and this puppy monkey baby comes with a bucket of Mountain Dew and is like, puppy monkey baby. And he comes in, he like licks the guy in the face and they drink the Mountain Dew that has like extra caffeine in it. And then they start doing this like cha-cha dance and they all leave.
Well, that makes more sense because I just said like who smoked coming up with that. Exactly. Well, that makes sense. Well, so that is good marketing.
I don't think it's supposed to look like they just smoked a joint, but that's probably what they're implying.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's recorded?
Yep.
Okay.
Yay.
All right.